Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. This is Cheap Trick. I think I really only know the one Cheap Trick song.
What?
Which one? I Want You to Want Me?
Yeah. What are other ones I would...
Surrender. Surrender. Surrender.
Maybe if I heard that
The Flame.
One. Wow. Sorry.
Wow. Welcome back. Jerry is out today. He'll be back tomorrow.
Sure will.
CeeLo joins me
here
this morning. Boomer and Gia will be here right at 6 o'clock. Eddie is here in his usual spot.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk about your New York Yankees, CeeLo. A successful weekend, yes.
Good road trip. West
Good
Coast,
road trip
4
so
and
far.
2, yeah. Well, it's over now.
Oh. White Sox come to the Bronx tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. They come
both,
back home. Yeah.
Both Mets and Yankees off tonight.
That's right. A little Monday off.
I hate to tell Jerry, but he's not going to have baseball highlights tomorrow.
No. Well, not local highlights.
Not local ones,
play
yeah.
Play some out-of-town highlights. Maybe you get a little Stanley Cup. I assume they're playing game two tonight. They better be, considering you got no Yankees and Mets, and you got no NBA Finals, because you had game two of that series last night.
So the Mets go to Atlanta.
Okay. Yes, game two of Stanley Cup Final tonight. Mets go to Atlanta, yes.
Mets go to Atlanta. Big series there, CeeLo.
Always a big series with the Braves.
And the White Sox come to the Bronx. Are the White Sox any good?
No.
Okay, good.
They're not.
So
not perfect. Compared to what, you know, what they should be, at least what the preseason expectations were. I believe they are second to last in the AL Central
perfect.
I checked.
Oh, it's perfect for the Yankees then. They're coming off of taking 2 or 3 from the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Yeah. White Sox are 26-35. Not great.
Not great.
No.
Now, what's up with your boy Aaron Judge?
Did you see this play Saturday night, by the way?
I did see the play where he made a beautiful catch in the outfield and smashed through a fence.
Yeah.
Now, he was talking to that. It was good that the fence sort of gave way.
That was before I even heard him speak.
Yeah.
That it gave way and that it was like a chain link, basically, fence door to the bullpen rather than the wall. And I know people say, well, the wall's got the padding. It's still hard as hell, man, because it's like you got usually like concrete or cinder block behind that. There's no give there.
Right. And he went, crashed through this little fence.
Yeah.
Made the catch. But I guess stubbed his toe.
Because the problem with that, the fence was there at the gate, but then if you noticed, when the gate flew open, it's not like flush to the ground. There was like a little step, and I'm assuming that's where he banged his foot/toe.
Banged up his big toe.
So he stayed in the game, obviously, but I assume that was an overnight situation. Next day didn't feel so great.
He woke up, that throw had, that toe had its own heartbeat.
Yeah, it might have.
You ever have that?
Absolutely. Or finger.
What is that?
Finger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Throbbing?
Yeah, but like what? It feels like it's your actual heartbeat in your big toe.
You already put me on the ropes here with the labor questions in segment one.
Yeah, which you didn't answer, and you have
no.
Two children.
Well, biology was not my, and I never took an anatomy class, so
yeah.
I can't really speak too much about the human body and how it works.
Yeah, I didn't have
I was not a science guy.
I didn't have an anatomy class either.
Well, I don't think that was one of those have to take like
right.
core curriculum classes. But if you were going to be in the sciences.
And then in our health classes, they had the diagram of that area where the baby comes out of. It looked very complicated.
Yeah, it
right?
is.
There's a lot going on in that one little
now, I know
area.
You would not have ever witnessed it, but it doesn't really make sense. But it happens.
Did you witness your babies?
Sure did.
Coming out of the area?
Close enough. Now, at least in our situation or with the hospital we were in with the doctors, I don't know if this is a common practice everywhere these days. As it's about to happen, they want you up by the mother's head, like so you're not looking directly at it. But in the lead up to it, as it's starting to happen, yes.
You're staring at it?
You can if you want, yeah. The miracle of childbirth, Al. Part of me assumes they have the father like up by the sister, because... Sometimes people pass out. You've seen that in movies and TV shows. I wouldn't have, but
and the baby comes out head first, right?
Supposed to, yeah. if it's not.
Or they call it a breech.
Breech. Very good. Look at you.
Because it comes out feet first, and then its neck gets stuck. Its head gets
stuck. I suppose, yeah.
Because the neck, these babies, I don't pick up a baby until it has its neck muscles.
Neck muscles, okay. Yeah.
You know, they can hold a baby and it has no neck muscle.
Well, they can't, yeah, they can't hold their head up or support.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not holding your baby if it's got no neck muscles. You know what I mean? Because I don't want
too much risk and liability.
Yeah, it's a lot of risk. Right. Yeah. Definite risk and liability. Once I see that baby can move its head around and it's got neck muscles, yeah. I'll pick it up.
How did we get on this?
Oh,
Judge, the toe, the heartbeat.
Judge's toe, right. That was, so do we expect Aaron Judge to miss a couple games here? You think he'll be back tomorrow against the White Sox?
I don't know. He's going to have testing done today, including an x-ray. He's like, well, I've never broken a toe before, so I don't really know. So if he ends up with a broken toe, he's going to miss some time.
I bet I could tell just by eyeballing that toe if he's going to miss some games. If it's all black and blue,
yeah,
then I'd be like, this guy's going to be out for a little
while. I mean, I'm sure there's reasons and I don't know why they wouldn't have gotten just an x-ray done out there.
Those
are not hard to come by. You don't need to fly all the way back to New York to get an x-ray done.
He probably has a giant toe.
I'm sure he does.
Right?
Yeah, he's a giant everything.
Yeah. Big giant nail on that
toe. Did you see him next to, probably not, but Saturday's game was on Fox, and he did the on-field with Ken Rosenthal after the game. Ken Rosenthal, not a tall man. Not that I'm judging, because I'm not a tall man myself, but him standing next. Like, you remember the picture of Judge and Altuve?
Yes.
It was pretty much that.
The classic.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hope for the best with his big toe. And now, why am I reading that Nestor Cortes probably headed to the IL?
He's having trouble between starts with his shoulder.
Soreness.
Yeah, his throwing shoulder. So they're going to check him out as well.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, it's just always something with these pitchers. My God.
They just get
Severino back, and then he gets roughed up Friday, and it's like, all right, well, at least they're somewhat whole. There's no Carlos Rodon yet, but you've got Cole, Severino, Cortes, Herman, and now there goes Cortes.
Right.
Not that he's been as good as he was last year, but all of a sudden, like, remember, he missed time down the stretch last year, and everyone thought it was one of those Fugazi IL situations to, you know, keep his innings down. But then as they were wrapping up in the postseason, he had, I think it was a groin, then he got, he had a hamstring maybe in spring training, like, he's had numerous things pop up, and now you got a shoulder. He hasn't been as effective. So a guy that you thought you could rely on every time you hand him the ball every 5 days, Kodai Senga, I'm kidding, some issues there.
Right. I expect him to hit the IL, and I'm going to predict an Aaron Judge toe IL stint.
Yo Boone will give you one of that. Well, you know, we just want to nip it in the bud, make sure it doesn't linger. Right. So
he'd be like, the White Sox, probably pretty terrible. Right. We'll beat them without Aaron Judge.
We'll backdate it to Saturday.
Yeah, we don't really need him. Yeah. Oh, speaking of the two home runs, so Bowers hit the two home runs on Saturday.
Yeah.
Josh Donaldson returned with two home runs Friday.
And Stanton homered as well.
Stanton,
but I know you're on the two homer.
Yeah. But I did call a Stanton home run. I said to Jerry, we need this. And Jerry thought normally that Stanton starts slow when he gets back from these injuries.
Generally, I would agree.
Yeah.
And I think he was hitless yesterday.
Oh.
No, that's wrong. He was hitless, and then he had a double to the gap.
Correct.
There you go.
Which looked like a smoking liner.
112 miles per hour off the bat.
Yeah. So, so he's back. So that's good. So you're going to lose Judge, and Stanton has
great
returned.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Going to be perfect. Domingo Herman pitched well yesterday, CeeLo.
Yeah.
What'd you make of that?
Unfortunately, my instinct now always going to be when he pitches well, was he, you know, doing something shady with
no.
the sticky stuff. I mean, he's going to have to shed that reputation over time. There were multiple things with him this year, one of which resulted in a suspension.
He's a very thin man.
Yes, he is.
Like, I really noticed that
yesterday. There's not a lot. They're like, what do we think his waist size is? Who has a smaller waist size, you or Herman?
Herman.
You think
so? I bet you, yeah.
Wow.
He looks like he's like a 28 waist.
It's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a nice, put that baseball belt on really tight.
Yeah. It's almost like if you see him wearing the jersey and the uniform, but if you were to like poke him, would you actually feel anything?
No.
It's like Gumby.
No, you would not.
Yeah.
You know, he put his arms up. He's just like a lanky pitcher. I love a good lanky pitcher.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you love about a lanky pitcher?
Because I kind of like a lanky pitcher and a lanky quarterback. I don't like those positions to be all jacked up.
I don't think you want your quarterback to be too lanky. Can he take a hit?
Right. He does have to take a hit.
Right.
You're right. I don't want a quarterback to be lanky. I want
tall
a quarterback.
Is great.
I don't want a quarterback to be super muscular like Tim Tebow was. That okay. doesn't work.
Yeah, well, he wasn't really, let's be honest. He wasn't really a true quarterback? NFL quarterback. He played some quarterback. Here we're going to get the Tebow apologists in my mentions here.
There's no way people still care about Tim Tebow.
Oh, we have an employee here, a part-time employee here who cares about Tim Tebow.
Who?
Scott Miller.
Who is that?
Cuts tape for us on usually Thursday nights.
And he is a
devout Tebow.
Still.
Oh, maybe not like he once was because he's out of the league now.
Yeah.
But he would debate anybody, anywhere, in person, on Twitter, on the air. And he'd give you all the crappy quarterbacks that would get chances to start games every year and couldn't understand why Tebow basically got, blackballed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he was too jacked up. That's why. Too muscular.
Couldn't throw the football was really the issue.
Right, because he's got too big a biceps. Mm.
You think there were non-football reasons for his?
I don't think that was it.
Not a religious aspect to it?
No, I don't think so. I never got that vibe from Scott.
Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it was one of those, he enjoyed being on like one of the, not the lone wolf, but one of the lone wolves on that side of the debate.
Yeah. So he liked battling that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. In other baseball news, I see that Marcell Ozuna of the Braves got pulled. He was DHing, by the way. He got pulled from a game for not running out. Well, he thought it was a home run.
Uh-huh.
And he watched it because it went 415 feet and didn't go out of the park.
Yeah.
And he wound up with a really long single.
This is just one of those, and it's not just Ozuna, even though he has some not so great past history or recent history.
Yeah.
Both on and off the field. This is something that I'm 37, but I sound like the old, get off my lawn,
man.
I just, the not running out of the box stuff drives me nuts. And it could be the Yankees, it could be the Mets, it could be the Diamondbacks. I don't care. You hit the ball a mile, just run until it's over the fence. Honestly. You got plenty of time to pose and style after the ball clears the wall. Like, the upside, like, how dumb do you look here? And you got your ass pulled out of the game. Like,
well, that looks really dumb.
Just run, man. It's 90 feet to each base. Like, we're not talking about a long distance here. You know?
You got to go Brandon Nimmo style.
I don't even need that. I don't. And good for Brandon Nimmo. That's
you think
his thing.
Will ever get caught not running out a home run ball? Like, a ball that he thinks is a home run ball?
No,
I'm saying
no
the ball
shot.
That he thinks no. is a home run and ends up hitting
Absolutely
the wall?
Absolutely not. The only thing that I could ever see happening with Nimmo would be like one of those choppers or dribblers down the line that he thinks is foul and he doesn't really run and then it kicks back into fair territory. Maybe that's happening at some point. He always runs. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Home runs, he's like on second base by the time the ball
He sprints for walks, Al.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I love that.
So, no, he's never going to do that.
I asked Jerry this, do you think it annoys a pitcher when he walks and
I think it might annoy some of his teammates, if I'm being honest.
Darts down the first base.
Probably.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things you like if he's on your team and is annoying if you're against the Mets.
Yes. But, like, to circle back to Ozuna and not just him, but, like, that's one of the things I love about Judge. Now,
Judge
if he really catches
kind of
one,
guy.
He might give it a little, but glance into the dugout and break into a slow trot. But, like, I don't think I can ever remember him dogging it out of the box or just staring at it and then not being where he was supposed to be. Now, maybe there's one or two examples and someone will remind me of it. But, like, generally, he's not, for lack of a better phrase, pimping it at home plate.
Right.
It's the old school in me. It's not even about showing up the pitcher. It's about for your, if that ball doesn't clear the wall, like, you've got to be on second base. I'm sorry. You just cost your team. You're now not in scoring position because you were too lazy to just run out of the box.
Right, and you better
Donaldson's
steal.
A guy that loves to sit there and stare. And it's like, bro, your MVP days are long gone. You can barely stay on the field. Just run, okay? If it goes over the fence, then you can do whatever the heck you want to do. But don't get caught staring at it. It's happened to Gleyber Torres for sure. Stanton, just run.
Every once in a while, you'll get a thing with Stanton or somebody like him where he hits a ball so hard.
That I understand. He's not, and with his injury history, it happened last night, not for him, but I think that ball was hit so hard. Now, Rizzo was running, and he's not the fastest guy, but generally, double to the gap, you're probably going to score. Now, there was only one out, too, so they held him up. But, like, that ball was hit so hard it gets out there. So, like, I don't know. Maybe there's nothing to that because the outfielders still have to chase it all the way to the wall. But that'll happen for sure with the guy out of the box. A long single, it doesn't always mean the guy wasn't hustling. It just might have been hit so hard and the outfielder's able to retrieve it if he's got a decent arm. Depending on the situation, the circumstance, like, you don't want to take the risk of getting thrown out. I understand that.
Know where that would happen to me if I was a baseball player? Fenway Park. I'd hit a ball that, yeah, I was sure was a home run.
Oh, well, that happens.
A gigantic green monster.
That happens because, like, even if you are hustling because of that wall, if it's played properly, it probably is going to be a single anyway.
Right.
But at least give yourself the opportunity. Like, run hard to first, take your turn, and then make your decision.
Run, damn it.
If it's over the fence, then you can break into your slow trot. You still got three more bases to cover.
Right. I like a guy who, once he rounds first, he sees it's a home run.
Then you slow it down.
That's when you have to have something cool to do when you round third base.
Yeah, sure. Well, even guys do it round in first base. So they've got, it's amazing they all have somebody to point to in the crowd.
I think Judge
does it. I think he's maybe pointing to, at home at least, maybe to the bleacher creatures. I don't know.
But like Vlad Guerrero did it in Citi Field. He pointed
to the crowd?
He pointed somewhere.
What?
Maybe he just pointed up.
Where are you talking? Which game?
After he rounded first base.
Yeah, I don't know.
One of these games. He hit one of those line drive home runs.
Right.
Cheap.
Maybe they know. Yeah, they get tickets in the visiting parks.
Yeah.
They get tickets, but they're not like the primo seats, but they know
like
where their family
there.
And friends are. I don't know.
Point
I don't
to
know.
Them. Maybe they just point pretending like they know somebody.
Or maybe it's like, hey, Met fans, suck
hey,
on that.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Let's take a quick break, CeeLo. When we return, let's do a couple basketball notes, a couple football notes.
Mm, yes.
Got two football notes and two basketball
notes. Any golf notes in the rundown?
I have
today?
No
golf notes. Okay.
I figured Gio would cover that. He went, was golfing in Las Vegas all weekend.
Love the desert golf. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it does. That is one thing. Like, I wish I did play golf. Like, if I go to Arizona, it looks cool. It looks cool to
well,
play
pops,
golf in the desert.
You got like the brown and the tan of like, and then all of a sudden the lush green
is
just kind of dropped in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been on a couple cruises in my life, and they always have those excursions where you could golf. And
sure.
It's, man, if I golfed, that would be cool.
Which places are we talking? Like Bermuda, Bahamas?
Yeah, those places.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bermuda, Bahamas.
We'll pick up the game.
Bermuda, Bahamas.
That could be your new hobby.
I don't need a hobby.
Why not? You got plenty of time on your hands.
I am very busy. All right, Boomer and Gio will be here at 6, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.